I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Jen and Bill.
Philly's B101.1.
Hey, guys. Good morning. We are here. Bill and I are so sorry. We could not get into work yesterday morning. Yeah. Mark Shepherd, thank you so much for being there for us remotely, safe and sound. Today, though, oh my gosh, the roads are just so much better. So if you are heading out, you know, just slow it down in case of refreezing. But that pavement, that blacktop is a welcome sight.
It really is. I went out, I took the car out, finally dug out around, I guess it was like 10 o'clock in the morning yesterday. And I said, you know what, let me just take the car around town. You know, I want to see what the roads are like. It was terrible.
I know.
Then about 4 or 5 hours later, I went back out, completely clear, completely fine.
Well, the sun came out a little bit. Yeah. I did notice some melting.
Mm-hmm.
You should be okay, though, today.
Oh, absolutely fine. You just want to check out for some refreezing spots in the neighborhoods, in the back streets, on-ramps, off-ramps, things like that. But generally speaking, I mean, we were fine. 422 Schuylkill Expressway today. There was no problems whatsoever. By the way, we have a lot to get to because, you know, we didn't play the IQ for a couple of days.
I know. I can't even remember. Was it last Friday?
It was last Friday.
Okay.
$707 for the IQ at 8:15. Three out of four of us have never done this, so think about that. I think we gave a clue. It was nothing to do with smoking. $50 gift card to Barbarossa Restaurant. When we play Beat the Beat at 7:30, it'll be exciting. I already have a category. It's going to be things to do with snow people.
Like snow people.
Yeah, like, you know, like Snow White, Jon Snow, anything, any person or character with snow in the name.
All right. I love it.
Should be a lot of fun. Also, we have a big concert announcement to make at 9 a.m. this morning.
We do, yeah.
Very exciting stuff. And right now, gosh, we haven't done the Be Up Club in a couple of days. We're going to do that. Go over to our Facebook page right now at B101 Philly.
Jen and Bill.
Philly's B101.1.
Well, I don't know if you guys saw the Facebook Live video that Bill and I each did yesterday, but we had our rulers with us. We each I measured 9 inches.
Yeah.
I thought you did. I guess you had more.
Yeah.
9 inches of snow in my front yard.
Yeah, I didn't measure the front yard. I did the back, and I got that snow drift, so I measured 14, which is probably inaccurate. It's probably more around that 9-10 mark, you know. But, the Delaware Valley got anywhere from 8 to 15 inches, and this was Philly's biggest snow total in 5 years.
I bet.
Is the biggest storm in 5 years, and the streets department says it'll take until the end of the week before all city roads can get cleared and back to normal. I know tomorrow and Friday we're going to be in the 40s, so that's going to help with melting.
Definitely
sure,
help. Yeah. I think it's going to rain, too, on Friday, so that might, as you said, wash some of it away. In terms of the major highways, so we can tell you, because we were out in it this morning, just be aware PennDOT is out salting today. So they are retreating the roads, and they are putting out that word that before you do head out, if you have to, please clear off all that snow and ice from the roof of your cars. Otherwise, you know what happens. It'll blow under the car behind you. It'll fall onto the car behind you. Mm-hmm. And it's very, very dangerous.
Yeah, so listen, getting the snow off the roof of your car, especially if you have an SUV.
And the trucks.
The trucks. It's really tough.
Yeah.
So my neighbor, we were out yesterday, you know, snow blowing and all that. And he's looking at me. He's like, try this. He gave me this snow broom, and it's like this long, extendable broom.
Mm-hmm.
And on the end of it, it's really not a broom at all, but it's like a rubber kind of squeegee, I guess. And you can just push off all the snow off the roof of your car.
And it worked totally?
Oh, it was amazing. My car was cleared in no time, and you could do it on your windshield. You can do it on the sides of the car so it doesn't scratch your car.
Because it's rubber, you said?
Because it's rubber. Okay. I have to get one of these. This is the greatest snow event invention since the snowblower. I have to get one. I want to get you one.
Well, we all should. They're Christmas gift.
Absolutely, yeah. So we are Jen and Bill on Philly's B101.1.
Jen and Bill.
Philly's B101.1.
Hope you guys are safe and sound this morning. Obviously, we were able to make it into our studio. The roads are just 100% better than they were at this time, you know, yesterday morning. The big question, I guess, is how much snow did you get? Like, we would love for you to give us a call, tell us your town and your snow totals. Bill and I did Facebook Live videos yesterday. I did mine around 10 a.m. I took a ruler out to my front yard. I did stay away from the drifts. Like, I actually just went to the flat part. And I'm out in Chester County. We had 9 inches in the front.
You're smart. You measured where you're supposed to measure. I measured 13 and a half inches on my back deck. But that was like a snowdrift part, I think.
Fun to do the snowdrifts because obviously they're higher.
But I want to see how far I can go, how deep this thing goes. But I would say at least 9 inches, and I'm in the King of Prussia area, you know? So again, not what this was the most snow we've gotten in 5 years, so it was quite a shock to the system when you saw that in the morning. We want to hear what your snow totals are. Like, where do you live, and how much do you think you got? Give us a call. 888-333-B101. 888-333-B101.
Jen and Bill.
Philly's B101.1.
So are you all dug out yet? We can tell you the roads, right, Jen? So much better than they were yesterday at this time.
We couldn't even make it in yesterday.
Our neighborhoods weren't even touched. But thank you again, PennDOT, and all the plow truck drivers out there everywhere. As far as the snow totals, I know I got at least 9 inches where I live near King of Prussia.
Yeah, I'm in Chester County. Mm-hmm. Same thing. I measured 9 inches on my front lawn. And we would love to know where you live, what town, and how much snow you got. Mm-hmm. So we did throw this question out on our Facebook page this morning to our Be Up Club at B101 Philly. So some of the comments, let's see. Christine, she says Ben Salem got 9 inches. Sean from Broomall, again, 9 inches, which is what I got. Tyler says Willow Grove got 10. Mm-hmm. Sharon's in Collegeville, not far from you, Bill. Yeah. She got 14.
That much more? Really?
Yeah.
Okay, I can see it.
Joanne's in Quakertown, 17 inches. Percocet, Tracy says she got 14. So, give us a call. Tell us where you live, if you don't mind, your town, and how much snow you think you got. Here's our number, 888-333-B101. 888-333-B101.
Jen and Bill.
Philly's B101.1.
Well, Philly, for the most part, mostly all dug out from the winter storm. Roads much better. Jen and I can tell you, we were out this morning.
Yeah.
It's 100% better than it was yesterday at this time. But it is fun to, you know, compare snow totals from town to town. Jen and I, we don't live too far from each other. We both got about 9 to 10 inches, I'd say. Mm-hmm. And we want to know how much you guys got.
Okay, so Mike in Lansdowne, how much did you get?
Yeah, I'd say about, maybe 8 to 9 inches.
Yep.
Okay.
Yep, that's where I was.
Yeah.
And how'd you make out the snow? Are you all cleared? Is your driveway good? Can you get out?
Yeah, there's some wonderful people around here. One man was out, I'd say, like 4 o'clock in the morning.
Wow. Probably.
God bless him, you know?
That is awesome.
Yeah, one of the cool things, neighbors helping neighbors. You know, I mean, I got a lot of help yesterday.
Sure,
my neighbor was out there with a snowblower. He did the
awesome
spots.
Yeah, excellent.
All right, 8 to 9 inches in Lansdowne. Thanks, Mike, be safe.
Okay, you too. Bye-bye.
All right, Tricia, where do you live and how much do you think you got?
We live in Coopersburg and we got about 24 inches.
Whoa. Good Lord!
24 in Coopersburg.
Yes, it was crazy. We did not actually get plowed out until yesterday afternoon about 3 o'clock.
It sounds like you're in the car right now. How are the roads where you are this morning?
Getting to the major roads was terrible. We live on some pretty back roads and they are not plowed well. I'm on 78 right now and it's completely fine.
Is Coopersburg the Lehigh Valley?
Yes, it is.
Okay.
It's south of town, but we live in a very, out there area, so we don't get plowed as quick as usual. But we have a lot of fun, 2 snow days, and a lot of outdoor activity. It was a lot of fun, but yeah, it was a lot of snow.
A lot.
Yeah.
Oh, well, Trish, I'm so glad that 78 is cleared for you right now. Stay safe, and thanks for checking in.
I'm so happy I can go to work.
Yes, look at that. I know, right?
Get that cabin fever, right?
Yep. Well, you guys have a great day.
You too. Oh, my gosh. 24 inches.
I'd be in my house for 2 weeks.
Right?
You know what I mean? But how much did you get in your town? Where do you live? How much do you think you got? Give us a call. 888-333-B101. 888-333-B101. 833-B101.
Jen and Bill.
Philly's B101.1.
Well, this was Philadelphia's biggest snow total in 5 years. And Jen and myself, we don't live too far from each other. I think we got anywhere from like 9 to 10 inches.
Mm-hmm.
But let's compare snow totals, shall we?
Yeah. All right. Anne Marie, where do you live and how much snow do you think you got?
We live in Chalfont and we got about 15 inches.
15.
That's a lot.
In Bucks County, in Chalfont. Yeah. Now, who was out there digging you out?
Myself and my husband. Okay. And we also did two of our neighbors, and he plowed three of our friends. So
wow.
We definitely helped some people get out of this.
Yeah. You're so good.
Yeah, I mean, and I said this before, but one of the, I guess, cool things about when you get hit with the storm, neighbors helping neighbors. It is nice to see and feel that.
Yeah, well, you know, the people that live behind us, I mean, he's 82. There's no way we're having him out there shoveling.
Sure.
So, I don't work. I mean, I work, but I work remotely, so I don't even have to go out. But my husband, he drove today. He works in Philly, and he said that, I don't know, it's before he gets to Lincoln Drive. He said it's a solid sheet of ice. It's awful.
Really?
Wow.
I wish I could remember the name of the road. I mean, we live way up here in the country, so I'm not very good with city names, but he said it was absolutely terrible. He said literally he couldn't even stop. He said it was a solid sheet of ice.
I'm so sorry to hear that, because Bill and I were on the Schuylkillys coming into town. We were okay, but yeah, the area around Lincoln Drive. All right, everyone listen to Anne-Marie.
Yeah, definitely be careful. Because, and my husband, you know, he doesn't even care about driving in this stuff, but he even said it was bad. So definitely be, I wish I could remember the name of the road, but.
Well, we'll just say around Lincoln Drive, which can be a little bit of a tricky road in and of itself. So that's a great tip. Thank you for mentioning that.
You're welcome. And thanks for being so great. I love listening to you guys every morning. Do you have a great day.
All right, let's get your mind off the snow and onto something else, something delicious. You can win yourself a $50 gift card to Barbarossa Restaurant when we play Beat the Beat coming up at 7:30. Make sure you're listening. We're Jen and Bill on Philly's
B101.1. Jen and Bill.
Philly's B101.1.
It is 7:30, so it is time to play Beat the Beat. We haven't played this in a couple days, I guess since Friday. So this is how the game works if you're new to it. You guys are betting on me, so it's a yes or no for you. Will I correctly be able to answer the very random trivia questions that Bill comes up with?
Well, since we dealt with a lot of snow, today's category, snow people. Simply, it's trivia about characters with the word snow in their name. Does that make sense?
Name.
That's right. Like, for example, and I might even start out with Snow White. We'll see.
Snow White.
We'll see.
So John Snow.
John Snow might be in there, too. I think
he is.
I'm going to
like this. I'm going to like this. All right. That sounds good. We have a really nice prize for you this morning. You are playing for a $50 gift card to Barbarossa Ristorante Wine Bar and Pizzeria. And it's courtesy of the Center City District. Support Philly restaurants by ordering takeout. Learn more at supportphillyrestaurants.com. So if you would like to play Beat the Bee, we'll take caller 10 right now.
888-333-B101. 888-333-B101.
This
Jen and Bill.
Philly's B101.1.
Very nice prize to try to give away right now. With our Beat the Beat game, we have a $50 gift card to Barbarossa Restaurant, Wine Bar, and Pizzeria. And this is courtesy of the Center City District. And this morning we are playing with Gabrielle. And she is from North Wales. She was caller number 10.
All right, Gabrielle, it is five questions for Jen Ryan. The category today, characters with the word snow in their name, like snow characters. You can bet on Jen or against her. 3 out of 5, right? And you're going to win. So, Gabrielle, are you ready to play Beat the Bee?
I'm ready.
All right, here we go. Snow question number 1, Jen. Let's start with the classic, Snow White.
Yes.
There are 7 dwarfs in her life. Of those 7 dwarfs, who is the fattest? Who is the heaviest? Who is carrying the most winter pounds? Is it Dopey, Sneezy, Bashful, Doc, Happy, Grumpy, or Sleepy? Who is the heftiest? Gabrielle, will she know that?
I'm going to say she knows it.
All right. Now, who do you think? That's a lot. It's 1 out of 7.
I know. I think I know. But could you just say them again?
All right. There's Dopey, Sneezy, Bashful, Doc, Happy, Grumpy, and Sleepy.
Okay. I'm going to guess Sleepy because he is constantly sleeping and not exercising.
That's a good try, but it's actually Happy.
Because he's happy because he's eating so much.
Yeah, that's right. That's okay. It was a tough question.
I'm sorry, Gabrielle.
That's all right. Plenty of chances to win, Gab.
Okay.
Question 2. Chrissy Snow was a character on what 70s, 80s sitcom? Great show. Gabrielle, will she know that?
I'm going to say yes.
I do. Three's Company.
Three's Company, played by the great Suzanne Summers. Look at that. You're on the board. All right. Question 3. Jon Snow from Game of Thrones.
Yes.
Had a sword forged from Valyrian steel. was that sword named Long Claw or White Claw? Gabrielle, okay, she knows this one. Right, which one?
It has to be Long Claw.
That's right. Although we all can use a spiked seltzer right now, couldn't we? All right.
One more, Gabrielle.
One more, okay.
One more. All right. Question four. The song Frosty the Snowman. Think of the song.
Uh-huh.
That classic song was a response to what other Christmas song about, oh, someone with a red nose?
Oh! What?
Does that help you along? Now, Gabrielle, will she know that?
I think so.
So you're saying Frosty the Snowman, the song came in response to the Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer song?
That is correct. Okay. You got that right. I practically gave it away there. Good job, Gabrielle.
Thank you. Good job, too.
Yeah. No, congratulations. So you got a $50 gift card to Barra Rosa Restaurant and Wine Bar and Pizzeria, and it's courtesy of the Center City District. So you can get some really nice takeout there.
Wow. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. You stay safe in the snow, okay?
Oh, you too. Thank you.
Hold on a moment. We'll get your info.
Okay.
And make sure you listen tomorrow morning at 7:30 for your chance to play Beat the Beat. We're Jen and Bill on Philly's B101.1.
Jen and Bill.
Philly's B101.1.
Hey, guys, you know what we're going to do right now? We are going to get up to date with producer Nate.
Hey, Nate, you're up.
How are you?
Hey, I'm good, guys. How are you? I miss you guys so much. I really do.
I can hear it.
We literally have not seen Nate in almost a year.
It has been. Last time you were in studio with us was last March.
Yeah.
Wasn't it the Friday right before St. Patrick's Day?
That's right.
Friday the 13th.
Mm-hmm. Friday the 13th. Gosh, that's the last time.
That's the day you got Brew, too.
That's right. The only time we see Nate is on a Zoom call, and he's looking more and more like a hockey player every time.
He's very scruffy. I guess all that hair is keeping you warm in this snow. I did want to ask, how'd you make out in the snow? You live in the city. We're asking people how much snow totals they got.
To be honest, I did not go out and measure. I actually have only been out once in the past 2 days. But I look out over a parking lot, and my roommate has gone driving the past 2 days, so he clears off his car. In my opinion, it looked like about 6 inches every morning that we woke up that was on his car. Okay. So probably around 10 to 12 inches, right around where I live. It was a lot.
Yeah.
I'm reading that it's the most snow in the last 5 years in Philadelphia.
You got any snow discoveries, any snow tricks? Because I have this new snow broom that I'm in love with. My neighbor let me borrow it. Anything? Really? Did you find anything that works?
We did this with my roommate's car. He did it with his car the other day. He went out and he took a hot bag of water, like just a Ziploc bag with warm water in it, and he just rubbed it basically up and down his windshield, and it took the snow and that pesky ice right off.
But
it just melted it, and it was awesome. And we learned it from TikTok, actually.
Huh. Oh, my God. Yeah, my first thought is it's going to melt the Ziploc bag.
Or crack the windshield because of the heat with the cold. Yeah, they tell you never throw hot water on a windshield. It'll crack
it. Well, how hot is this water? Is it hot or is it just warm?
I think we just used hot water out of the faucet. Yeah. So it wasn't incredibly hot, but it was hot enough that it was definitely a temperature change between the ice and the water.
All right. Okay. All right. Listen, if it worked, it worked. Who am I to argue? I just wouldn't put anything hot near my cold windshield.
That's quite fair. Yeah. Maybe we weren't the smartest in thinking it would work, but it worked. Okay. It worked.
You kids, you believe everything you see on TikTok.
Producer Nate, it was nice to get up to date with you and hear your voice, and we hope to see you soon.
Yeah, we'll talk to you soon, Nate.
Yeah, absolutely. I'll talk to you guys soon. Hopefully, I'll see you on the next Zoom call.
Yes.
Yeah, so you will. Yeah. Stay safe in the snow, okay?
Be safe driving home today.
Thank you.
Yeah, get back to sleep. I'll see you.
Don't worry, I will.
Oh, I miss him so much.
He's like your sixth kid.
I know.
Well, yeah, I count your husband Jim as one and me as one, too.
Got it.
You know what I mean? You are the mom of the Delaware Valley, after all.
Oh, please.
You did a good job raising young Nate there, but we'll talk to him again soon. Hey, guys, coming up, 8:15, do not forget, it is the IQ, a whole lot of money you can win, $707. Make sure you are listening. We're Jen and Bill on Philly's B101.1. Hey, everybody.
Jen and Bill.
Philly's B101.1.
And it's time to be on top of it entertainment-wise. So Lady Gaga and Tony Bennett, they have recorded another album together, and they did this while he was battling Alzheimer's disease. And everyone involved said that Gaga was just so good with him and would remind him, you know, of their other album that they made in 2014. And apparently when he was asked if he remembers her, Tony Bennett said that Lady Gaga was hard to forget. So it will be out this spring. The world's richest man, Jeff Bezos, is stepping down as CEO of Amazon. I guess he realizes when you're worth $195 billion, you don't need to work anymore.
Yeah, take a break. I mean, I guess he'll do what Bill Gates did. I mean, because Bill Gates stepped down from Microsoft years ago, focused on philanthropy and all that.
I hope he does.
I mean, $195 billion, you know. Tina Fey and Amy Poehler will co-host the Golden Globes ceremony, but they're going to do it on two separate coasts. Virtually. So Tina will be in New York. Amy will be in Los Angeles. The ceremony to air live Sunday, February 28th at 8 p.m. On NBC locally, or of course on NBC 10. A list of the new Jeopardy guest hosts is out, and it's an exciting list. How about these names? The great Dr. Oz, who is takes up residence in Philadelphia. Last time I saw Dr. Oz was at the was at an Eagles game. It was the year they won the Super Bowl.
Oh,
and because we used to have him on the show all the time. And do you know he remembered my nickname? I kid you not.
What is your nickname? What do you mean?
Well, so years ago, we did a testosterone test. Oh, and so you had the highest levels of testosterone on the morning show. And it was me. And so Dr. Oz conducted the test.
Okay.
And I kid you not. I saw him. And he's like, oh, my gosh, testosterone Bill. Because he would come. And I'm like, how do you remember that?
That's
this guy.
Funny.
Well, that's why he's a doctor. He's super smart. Anyway, Dr. Oz is going to be a co-host.
Were you the only guy on the morning show?
He was another guy, too.
I'm joking.
You don't even get it.
Ha, ha, ha. Yeah. I think you have. But anyway, we won't go there. My levels are dropping, though, these days. I will tell you that. Anderson Cooper is also going to be a host of Jeopardy, which is a wonderful choice. Savannah Guthrie and Dr. Sanjay Gupta. How about that list? I want to see Dr. Fauci, though. That would be a cool.
He might be. Host.
Also coming up at 9, guys, a huge announcement we're going to make. You're going to hear it again at 9 a.m. right here on Philly's
B101.1.
All right, guys, we promised a big announcement at 9 a.m. So here it is. I'll tell you what. It is time now. You can be happy because concerts are coming back. Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's the After Hours Tour starring The Weeknd.
This is so exciting. So April 3rd, 2022. Yes, 2022 next year at the Wells Fargo Center. It's The Weeknd. Tickets on sale this Monday at 10 a.m. Now, listen to B101 all day this coming Monday from 9:05 to 5:05 to win your way in for free. And here he is now, The Weeknd on Philly's B101.1.
Jen and Bill.
Philly's B101.1.
Well, safe wishes getting through the snow today to you and also to our top fan of the day today, Laura DeClerico of Philadelphia. Mm-hmm. Laura, I hope your back's not hurting you from shoveling yesterday.
I'll tell you, you burn a lot of calories shoveling snow, though. That's the one good thing.
It's the only good thing. That's
right.
But Laura, today is your special day on the B. You are our top fan, and we appreciate how active with us on Facebook you are.
And of course, Acme sponsors Top Fan, and your lunch break never tasted better than with a $100 Acme gift card. Register for your chance to win it online at B101Philly.com.
Oh, such a clutch pickup, Dave.
I know, right? I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
Oh, no, I meant those blackout motorized shades. MVP of the room.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. Even you could do it.
Nice.
I installed these and then got some for my mom, too.
What, you fly across the country to do the install?
Nope. Blinds.com can do it all. All she had to do was pick what she wanted. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Look at you, a Hall of Fame son.
Oh, I just picked the winning team. They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Oh, Blinds.com is the GOAT.
The GOAT.
He shoots. He scores.
Go to Blinds.com for up to 45% off and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Go right now for up to 45% off at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.